It's 6 p.m. and time for Saints Sports Weekly here on The Cave. Tonight's program being brought to you by Siena Heights University, Hyatt Insurance Agency, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, by Magic Fountain Auto Wash, D&P Communications, and D.S. Johnson and Associates. And welcome to Saints Sports Weekly. I'm Pat Hayes. Josh Riley, Sports Information Director at Siena Heights University, is sitting in tonight for Fred Smith. And welcome inside the cave, Josh.
Glad to be back, Pat. I mean, you know, Fred called me in from the bullpen tonight. So, glad to be here. Glad to, you know, talk a little bit of women's wrestling.
Yeah, you're our ace reliever here.
I mean, somebody's got to do it. I mean, I will tell you, the last few football games we've had. Let's see, I did the public address guy this past game. I was on the cave a few weeks ago doing play by play with Fred as my color guy.
Wow, great!
You know, they just throw me in wherever. I'm the closer when it comes to it.
Well, as you said, we're talking about wrestling tonight, women's wrestling. And on the Green Jack guest line right now, we have the head coach of the Siena Heights women's wrestling team, Whitney Cox. And Whitney, welcome inside the cave this evening.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to talk about our team and the program and everything and about growing women's wrestling and how amazing it is for sure.
Well, this is, the second year of the program, and you're the second coach. And tell us about your season, which is going to be starting this week. How are things looking for the coming year?
The season, it's just starting, like you said, but we're looking at developing and making this program bigger and better than it was before by far, and we're just excited to get the season going, and I'm just excited to see how far these athletes can go, especially from how they did last year, having two that went to the Nationals and one of them placing in the Nationals. I think this year we could have way more than that. I think that we can really step it up to that next level.
Whitney, Josh here. Talk a little bit about, talking about Nationals last year. I know Bo had that great experience, and then she also went to the Olympic Training Center. So, I mean, year number one of the program. I know you weren't around yet, but tell us a little bit about, the experience, and she's not here tonight, unfortunately, that Bo is able to have going to the Olympic Training Center.
So after the season ended, she ended up going to the Women's Nationals, which I was actually at and got to watch her compete there, which was actually pretty cool, especially since I was looking at coming into the program as the head coach. And so it was really fun to be able to watch her, get to know her a little bit more at the competition before coming into the program. And with going to that competition and placing within the top 7-8 in the country, they're able to possibly go to the Olympic Training Center for some of their camps and look at other camps and competitions that they could possibly go to in the future, becoming some of the top athletes in the United States. And so the cool thing for her was that she went to that competition. She ended up placing within the top 8. And when she did that, it qualified her to be able to go to one of their national team training camps for her age group, which – once you do that, you're able to look at going to more camps there, going into more possible international competitions and things like that. So it's definitely a great spot for her to go. And I think this year we would really like to take a lot more of our athletes to that Women's Nationals so that they have the same opportunity to go to some of those camps and look at possibly competing internationally at some point in the future.
Well, you being new to Siena Heights, give us a little background of where you came from and some of the accolades that you've accomplished over the past few years.
So I started wrestling when I was about 8 years old, and I grew up on a boys' wrestling team until I graduated high school. I ended up placing twice in the boys' state championships in Washington, and was the first girl to do it, actually. And then after high school, I ended up moving to Northern Michigan and going there for 2 years, where I was at the Olympic Education Center at the time, which was at Northern Michigan University. And then after being there for 2 years, I ended up winning the Junior World Championships and went to the Olympic Training Center and trained there for about 5 years, living on campus, where I had made my first senior world team. And then I joined the military, wrestled for the military for almost 10 years, where I made four other world teams. And so I was the number one in the country for around 6-7 years, and had made around 10 national teams. And then I was also the Olympic alternate in 2016. So I've gone to quite a few international competitions and everything since I was about 19 years old. And now I retired about 2.5 years ago and started moving on to coaching and everything from there.
Well, women's wrestling, kind of a new sport, I guess, around these parts. But obviously from your background, women's wrestling has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, it's definitely been going on for quite a while, and the numbers have definitely grown a lot. When I was in high school, the team that I was on, I was usually the only girl that was on the in that program. And now they have their own full teams, their own competitions, their own state championships. Out of the 50 states in the U.S., we have 42 that are actually sanctioned for state championships and everything like that for women's wrestling. And from last year to this year, they had around 38,000 women wrestling. Now they have around 52,000 women that are wrestling in the United States.
Has it been hard getting girls and women to come into this sport, or has this been something that's been pent up that girls and women wanted to do for a long time?
I think a lot of them wanted to do it for a really long time, but it definitely had to break down some doors because there is a lot of people that have really disagreed with women wrestling. And I mean, growing up, I had a lot of parents, a lot of coaches, and even wrestlers that really disagreed with me competing, where I had fathers that would come up and ask me if I was sure if I was a girl. I had parents that would come up to me and tell me, get back in the kitchen, go make me a sandwich. You don't belong here. This is not a place for you. And I know that there are still women today that still deal with that in certain programs, or there's certain coaches that won't coach you because you're a woman, or they'll coach you even less because you're a woman. And so there's a lot of barriers that have definitely had to be broken down. And it's great to see how far it's come, but it's still hard to see that there are some of those barriers that are still there in certain areas. But I'm so excited to see those barriers be broken down and see how far women's wrestling can truly go. Because if you look at the Olympics, they were looking at taking out wrestling completely, and they brought in women's wrestling in to actually keep it in the Olympics. So instead of having only men's freestyle and men's Greco, now they have a women's freestyle in there as well. And they took some of the weight classes from the men's Greco and from the men's freestyle to add in weight so that the women would have 6 weight classes at the Olympics, where when they first started in 2004, they only had 4 weight classes, and then they moved up to 6 weight classes. And now all 3 styles of men's freestyle, men's Greco, and women's freestyle, they have 6 weight classes each at the Olympics.
What's the difference between Roman Greco and the other type that you mentioned?
So freestyle, you can attack basically any part of the body. In Greco, you have to stay waist up. So any attack and everything like that, it has to stay waist up. And so there is definitely many differences, where you will see a lot of throws, and it's a little bit more of a sometimes chess game, it almost seems like, because they're hand fighting more and getting to a precise position so that they can actually throw their opponent. Because a takedown is a little bit harder to get in Greco because you're not able to attack below the waist. Where in freestyle, you can attack any part of the body And so a lot of times there's a lot of different ways to score.
Whitney, here's a question for you. And I'm still learning women's wrestling, but, you know, to kind of piggyback off of Pat's question, but I know we get some girls that, and correct me if I'm wrong with the terminology, but I know we get some women that'll be wrestling one style in high school. What is that, folk style? And then they end up coming to college and they got to switch to freestyle. Am I wrong there? If I'm wrong, please.
No, you're correct.
All right. So then, yeah. How do you
folk style? There's folk style, or you can call it collegiate. Either one, that's what it's known by. And actually, we are the only country that wrestles folk style. And so they're going from, in folk style, in high school, it's very different because you have to, one, return the athlete safely to the mat. You cannot lock your hands unless it's a pinning combination. Takedowns are a little bit different. The way that they're the takedowns or the points scored for, like, exposing their back and things like that, there are differences in between all of that as well. So with folk style, there are certain things that are different about it. So, like, if I get a takedown, yes, it's still 2 points on either side, but when they call that takedown can be very different from collegiate to freestyle. And then the exposure on the back, where I only have to expose 90 in freestyle, but in folk style, I have to expose you to a 45-degree angle. And so, like, there are the differences. And then with calling a pin and things like that, in folk style, it's a little bit longer. And in freestyle, you only have to hold them for a small amount of time to be able to actually get that pin called.
So in coaching athletes, I mean, are there methods, or is there a little bit of habit breaking going on because they got to change the style that they're gonna be using out on the mat? Is that difficult? Is it easier? I mean, how does that usually work when you're working with a women's wrestler who's got to learn a new, you know, you got to change the game a little bit?
It's definitely difficult because it's a full new style that they don't really know, and so even though they don't know that style, there's parts of it that they can use in this style, but they also at times need to have a coach that's willing to actually show them and inform them of the things that they can use from both styles. So for me, I coached actually folk style for 2 years at a high school prior to coming into this program, and then it helped out in freestyle camps at the Olympic Training Center, and gone on gone to the Pan American Championships as one of the coaches for the U-20 U.S. team. And for me, I actually, the high school that I had worked with for the 2 years, the way that they actually train those athletes is allowing them to use things that they would use in freestyle in their folk style to get them prepared and set up so that they're a little bit more ahead of the game when it comes to switching over into college. So where a lot of the things that I'm teaching here at our program is, yes, it is going a lot of the basics right now, but it's also getting it to where they understand that there is a connection. And so then they're able to actually go through everything and start to learn and understand each technique one step at a time, and start to, as it goes throughout time, they're going to end up jumping leaps and bounds because they're actually going to see those connections and be able to actually work and bring everything all together throughout time.
Talking about teaching and that sort of thing, what would a daily practice look like for you from start to finish?
For when I was competing or for what I'm running right now?
For what you're running right now.
So our normal practice right now is at 5:30 in the morning, and they would start with a warm-up that's usually around 20 to 25 minutes. Then we go through a practice depending on if it's a technique day or if it's more of a higher pace day. So if it's a higher pace day, we're jumping right in. They're drilling and going through each different technique that I want them doing for about 10 to 15 minutes and then jumping into the next one, but they're not really getting much of a break. It's kind of going straight into it, kind of battling and getting through, but it ends up being about an hour 45 at the around, about an hour and 45. And then they have a lift in the afternoon or sometimes another wrestling practice in the afternoon that's a little bit more live. So, like, they warm up, and then they drill a little bit, and then they go live for the practice, and then they do a cool down. And it's about the same amount of time, to hour and a half to hour 45.
So looking at your roster, do most of these young ladies come with some background before they get to college?
Yes, most of them do. So they've all definitely wrestled before. They were wrestling in their high schools, and then they moved into coming into college and switching over from folk style to freestyle.
We have three of your wrestlers in studio with us today, and you might make a comment about each one of them as we go down here. We have Alisa Coleman, Stephanie Perez, and Bailey Jones joining us here. Can you tell us about their style and how they wrestle?
So, Alicia, right now, she is definitely mostly been in our circuits that we do. She hasn't been able to get on the mat too much because she ended up having a surgery, but she definitely, when she steps on that mat to get in our circuits that we're doing, she pushes it as hard as she can go and just tries not to stop as much as she possibly can. Bailey, she's coming back from having a little bit of an injury, but she's willing to learn. She's ready to go and can't wait to get out on that mat. And so I'm excited to see where she takes this year, especially it being her senior year. And then Stephanie, she is definitely a hard worker, always asking questions, always wanting to know what's next and how she can improve. And so with those two wrestlers, I'm very excited to watch and see where they all take themselves throughout their career this year and throughout time and as time goes too, because they're all wanting to learn and improve and grow. And so I'm excited to be able to coach them and see how far we can get together.
Well, looking at your schedule here, you've got your first competition coming up this week, this Friday, at the Life Duels. Tell us a little bit about that.
So they will leave on Thursday, and they will drive on the bus about a 10-hour drive to Life University. And then on Friday, they will actually wrestle two other programs in dual team meets. And then the next day, they're actually in a competition to wrestle in an individual tournament. So the first day, they'll go and they'll wrestle two different duels. And so we'll change up the lineup a little bit and let them kind of like get in, wrestle these teams, and then see how it goes. And then the next day is all individual competition, and then we see how everybody does from that competition. I actually won't be able to go on this trip myself, which is not very fun for me, but I have two little girls that are going to be coming into this world very soon, so I am not able to travel because I am pregnant with twins. But I'm excited to get on any trip that I possibly can within the near future, for sure. But I think this should be a great learning opportunity for all of them, and I think that it will be a great eye-opener for all of them to see where they can be or where they should be throughout the year and throughout time wrestling, because this tournament has some of the tougher schools, and it's usually one of the better tournaments. And so I'm excited so that they can be part of this and get a new opportunity, because last year they did not go to this competition. So I'm really excited to see what they think of this competition and if we'll keep continuing going to this competition most years so that they can see their improvements and see how much they can grow.
I was just looking at your schedule, and I see you only have three home matches in the month of January, and the rest of them are on the road. Now, is Sienna in a league right now, or are you an independent?
So we are in a conference, and but most of those schools that we're in the conference with are not even close in location, so we do have to travel quite a bit. but we do have a couple of them that will be coming to us. Like we have Lourdes and the University of Cumberland. They'll be coming to us together on January 12th. And then Rochester will be also coming to us on January 16th. So I'm excited to see those duels and be part of it and have it right in our area.
All right. Well, we want to congratulate you on the twins that are coming. That's got to be very, very exciting for you and your family. And we certainly hope the best for you when the babies are born. It sounds like they're going to be here pretty soon.
Yeah, at basically any point in time right now. So not exactly sure what day, but they will be here within the next, I'd say, month. So could be within the next week or so, just from what I already know. Is like they told us between a certain amount of time, and I'm already in that certain amount of time. So any point in time, it could happen.
Whitney, how quickly are they going to be on the mats as each other's sparring partners? That's the real question.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. If they decide that they want to wrestle, then I'm all for it. But they'll definitely be around it from the get-go for sure. They'll be in the room and everything and seeing it from literally the beginning of their life, basically. So
it's going to be hard to avoid.
We'll see if they decide that that's what they want to do, but I'm excited to see what they decide and see where they decide to go with their lives.
Well, Whitney, we want to thank you for joining us tonight here on Saints Sports Weekly. And again, good luck to you and the new twins.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.
All right. Whitney Cox, the head women's wrestling coach at Siena Heights University. And we'll be back with more on Saints Sports Weekly after we pause for these words. You're Inside the Cave. Josh Riley, Pat Hayes with you on Saints Sports Weekly.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
And welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Josh Riley, Pat Hayes, your host tonight. And we have some young wrestlers in studio with us tonight, Josh.
That we do. We've got Bailey Jones, who is sitting to my right here, who will be our one of our first alums out of the women's wrestling program. And we also have Alicia Coleman in the house. Alicia, I believe Ohio she's from, and Stephanie Perez, another girl. So yeah, we brought three wrestlers for you tonight, and Yeah, looking forward to seeing them get on the mat. I share the weight room space with these girls quite often, but have yet to see them compete. Looking forward to it. I mean it won't be till January, but yeah. And right now we've got Bailey sitting to my right. Bailey, how old are you? And you're going to graduate in the spring. How old are you right now, Bailey?
Get up close to the microphone here. Yep.
Right now I'm 19 years old. I will graduate. I will walk this May. I will be 20 by the time I graduate with my undergraduate degree.
Yeah. So I got here in January, returned to Adrian, Michigan in January and got to meet Bailey. She worked in my office last year. This year, you know, she just doesn't show up and, you know, doesn't sign up. I guess she doesn't need a job this year, but. Yeah, I'm sitting there last year with Bailey, and she tells me, yeah, I'm only going to be here for 2 years. I mean, she's on the accelerated grad
degree. Yeah, tell us about program. That. Tell us about your high school. You actually took college classes, is that correct?
Yes, I did a bit of a mix of both. I went to high school in Ohio. We have something called College Credit Plus, like dual enrollment. So I did first year of my undergrad during my senior year of high school. So by the time I graduated, I had some 30, 40 odd credits. And when I came here to Siena, they offer an accelerated undergrad law school course in which I would do 3 years undergrad and then go straight to the University of Toledo Law School, their sister school, for law school. So I came in with a year, was already skipping a year with the advanced placement course. So I'm only here for 2 years, and right now I am pre-accepted to University of Toledo Law School. So in August, I will start that path.
Well, congratulations. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Tell us about your wrestling history, where you started.
I have not been wrestling very long. I started wrestling my junior year of high school, and I was one of very few girls on the team. My brother and dad did it, so I joined on a whim. And when I started looking at colleges my senior year, I'd not done bad. I'd gone to state. I'd gone to boys' districts. I'd held my mud against the men in the room, but was not something I was looking at doing collegiately. And I was approached last year about the possibility of wrestling folk style, which, again, I'd never touched. And I ended up working out very well, very blessed to be here at Siena. Last year's my first folk style season, and I fell in love with it. So very glad I get to do that for what remainder of my college path I have.
Well, tell us about last season, about your matches and how well you did.
Yeah, very, very jam-packed schedule last year. We wrestled many more tournaments than we did, than we were planning on wrestling this year. Very, you know, quick turnarounds, very high pace, fast intensity season, and I definitely got a lot of hands-on experience. The best way to learn something is just to do it. So I was coming in, I think I had about 2 months of practice room training, training in the practice room, getting for my folk style or my freestyle legs. And these competitions, it was absolutely incredible to just, you know, learn in that fast-paced environment, especially with a lot of the girls we have on the team who have wrestled folk style off and on for, and then freestyle Fargo tournaments and whatnot. Some of them had collegiate experience, so got to learn on the mat and with some of the girls in the room.
Well, there's a lot of things you have to do before you even get on the mat. You got to lift. Nutrition is probably one of the big things, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us about your nutrition program.
We are actually very blessed to have a dietitian on staff for us. Whitney works very close with her. We meet with her once a week, once every other week. She talks to us about what we need to be eating, how to healthily and safely cut weight, how to manage our weight fluctuation, especially during our cycles, which is not something that really gets talked about much in women's sports, especially not women's sports that deal with weight classes. So I'm very glad that me and a lot of these girls get that opportunity to hear, to be educated on how to handle that, because that's not something I've really heard talked about. And she's incredible. She works with each of us one-on-one with meal plans, weight cut plans, how to safely and healthily go about managing that aspect of our sport.
I gotta ask. I know that's a new aspect with the women's wrestling program this year. But one question I have for you, Bailey, is you were here for year one, and now you're here for year two. So you know, you guys were like the new kids in school last year. What's it like? You're in this role now where now you're a sophomore / senior. I don't know what we're going to term you, Bailey, but now you get to kind of be a mentor and a mentor to, you know, and a friend to some of the new girls that weren't here last year. So, yeah, I mean, how does the feel? How does that change? How does it change your outlook, your view, as you get to go from, you know, brand new freshman to you're a veteran, and you might have some of your teammates coming to you for advice and how to navigate the college days.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm not going to lie, it's a little scary to have that very quick turnaround to year one. Most of us come in and we're freshmen, and now to be a senior and have that experience, it's a little scary. Like, why are people asking me what to do? But it's wonderful. I was team captain a couple weeks ago. I also work at the Writing Center as a tutor, so I get to see these girls in all many different capacities. And it's really incredible to be able to have that bond with some of these girls. And it kind of gently reminds me that I'm doing a little bit better than I think I am when people get to come to me and ask me questions. And, you know, I kind of know what I'm doing, whether I'd like to admit it or not.
Here's a question. We haven't competed yet in 23-24, but, I mean, what's the eye test? As somebody who got to see and competed last year, but you got to see girls in the other 9 weight classes, and, I mean, the eye test from last year to this year, how does the team look in your eyes based on, you know, what you saw? Because, you know, not many of you have been around for both years. So.
Right. We did have our inner squad not that long ago where I got to see our team wrestle against each other. And I was out on injury, so I got to not only watch it, but I got to coach it, which is an incredible opportunity. And looking at these girls, not only are we very skilled technically, you know, just have an immense amount of skill in the room, the attitude is so much better this year. We're coming into it with real positive attitudes. Everyone that I have talked to, all the girls in our weight classes, all 20-something of us, we're excited to go to practice. We're excited to get up and lace our shoes up and get on the mat. There's a lot of optimism, positive energy, and I think that coupled with the skill level that we have in the room this year is going to be completely unstoppable throughout the season.
So leadership has got to be a huge thing with your team, and you being a veteran now, you're probably taking some type of a leadership role. Tell us about how your style is as far as leading the other girls.
Well, it is a team. It's an individual sport and a team sport. So the best way that I try to be a leader is lead by example. I'm not one to tell people what to do. It's really just about showing up every day with a positive attitude, and no matter what type of attitude you have, it's contagious. So showing up, being happy about what you're doing, handling your business off and on the mat, because that is an aspect of athletics that most people have a tendency to forget. So handling my academics, my work schedule, my personal relationships, and then just coming into the mat and being as happy, positive, and focused and driven as I can, I found that that's the best way I can show leadership, is leading by example.
When you were first thinking about coming to Siena Heights, what was that thing that you saw that you knew this was the place for me?
I definitely very much appreciated the interaction I had with the staff and with Siena Heights. It's a smaller school, and that's something I appreciated. But even now, and going into my last but second year, the admissions department, who, you know, helped me with coming and applying, and some of the teachers and students who helped me on tours, they still remember my name. They still know who I am. It's very difficult to walk from my dorm to the dining hall without saying hi to at least 6 people. And I very much appreciate that tight-knit community that we have here at Siena. And when I was doing my tours and visits, it was something I had not experienced at a lot of the larger schools I was looking at. And that really resonates with our team even to this day, how close and personal we are, in a good way.
So you're going into law, and you must have made that decision quite a while ago.
Indeed.
Tell us about that.
My dad jokingly when I was younger said it's doctor or lawyer, pick one. But I do have a passion for law, you know, debate team captain. I really just have had a passion for that for as long as I can remember. And being here, like, I have so many opportunities to explore that, not even like in my major related way. Like, we do debate and we have, you know, research projects and presentations, and being here has definitely not only allowed me to explore my passion, but grow in it as well. And I'm very excited to start. My focus will be constitutional congressional law with a psychology minor in law school.
Well, good luck to you.
I will need it. Thank you.
All right. That's Bailey Jones, Siena Heights University wrestler. And we'll be back to talk with our other two guests right after we pause for these words. You are Inside the Cave with Saints Sports Weekly.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Sienna. Santa, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to DPCOMM.com/Christmas to learn more.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Josh Riley, Pat Hayes, your host tonight. And we have another wrestler in studio with us tonight, and that is Alyssa Coleman. Is that right?
Alyssa Coleman.
All right, Alyssa. I got to get it right. So tell us, what brought you to Siena Heights?
Well, our last coach, Dominic Adams, made a huge impact on me. He came to majority of my tournaments and made me feel welcome. Like, I would say he always made sure to coach me. Even if he wasn't my coach in the corner, he would always do his best to coach me in any way he could off the mat.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely brought me more closer here than any other school.
And when did you get started with wrestling?
I started my sophomore year. I was going to join my freshman year, but it was already mid-season, so I decided to just join my sophomore year. And I wrestled for about 3-4 years now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Tell me a little bit about. I know you're a little bit injured right now, Alyssa. So how frustrating has it been for you to not be able to get out onto the mat? But on the other side of things, I've seen you in the weight room working hard. I think I saw you in there one day. You were in there for 3 hours. I was wondering when's this girl gonna leave. So I mean, when you can't focus on getting on the mat. I mean, what have you worked on inside the weight room and away from the mat to kind of just keep yourself, you know, going until you get that clearance to get back out there?
So I recently tore my ACL and two parts of my meniscus in July. Mm. And that definitely brought my mental health down because I use wrestling as a coping skill. So me not being able to wrestle, I still had to learn how to keep my mental health up. So going to the gym definitely got my mind, like, on track. I focus on cardio. Like you said, I was there for about 3 hours.
I wasn't lying. I was not lying.
I love cardio. I'll do core, Just any way I can better myself in the gym, seriously. Anything with my knees, I try to, like, so it's my left knee. So if I, like, can't do a specific workout, I try to do it on my opposite leg. So I'm still getting that work in.
Mm-hmm. So as far as the academics are concerned, what major is your
exercise area? Science.
Exercise science. And what brought you to Siena Heights? Was it something...
The small community.
Small community. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm not a big fan of larger colleges because I'm not a people person. I like to stick to myself, but I also love the connection, the individual connection.
Personal connection, yes. There, yeah.
What's the timeline right now? I know you're working hard in the weight room, but yeah, what is the timeline on that knee? When are you hoping, expecting to get back out there and compete?
So my 6 month appointment is in January. So I'm hoping to be cleared by January, but I'm not sure really because my knee is not doing its thing. I still need to work on straightening and the bending part of it,
mm-hmm.
which that is a lot for wrestling because for mm-hmm. you to wrestle, you need to use every single body part, and your knee is a big aspect into wrestling.
Absolutely. ACL, that's yes. a pretty serious...
Yes.
Injury. So.
Would that be the biggest setback you've had as an
oh,
athlete?
Yes. It's my only injury I've ever had, so it really affected me mentally. But I'm doing my best to battle back.
All right, and you are a sophomore?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, okay. Yeah. And what school did you come from?
Olentangy Orange in
Columbus,
Ohio.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good.
What about getting here? I mean, what's been different about making the jump from high school wrestling to college? Is it everything you've expected? Are there a few new things you've picked up and you've learned since you've gotten here to campus? I mean, what can you tell us about the first few months of your collegiate experience?
It's definitely different. Practice times are very different. I'm used to having afternoon practices, so the 5 a.m. practices are a little rough for me because I like to stay up, and I don't really like to wake up early in the morning. But the college aspect, I love how my classes aren't back-to-back. It's more free. Like,
mm-hmm.
you have more free time. And you have time to actually do what you need to do in your own personal life rather than just school, like school athletic and then go home. It's different.
I would think being an athlete, you would really have to have some pretty good time management.
Yes.
About, because you got classes, you got the nutrition program, you got your workouts, all that sort of thing. You got study time.
Yes.
How do you manage that?
I use my calendar. I love the calendars. I also like write down on sticky notes what I need to do for the day and cross it off. That helps me just know what I need to do in my day.
Well, we've got one other in-studio guest with us, Stephanie Perez, and we're going to be talking with her in just a moment. But we're going to pause for another message or two, and we'll be right back. Saints Sports Weekly with you tonight, Pat Hayes, Josh Riley.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through. 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
All right, you're back into Saints Sports Weekly. Josh Riley, Pat Hayes with you tonight. And our next guest, Stephanie Perez. Stephanie, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly. Tell us about, you're a freshman, and tell us how you came to Siena Heights.
Well, I actually had, my parents had met the old coach back when I was in my junior year of high school. I was actually at Folkestyle State for CIF, and he ended up sitting next to my parents. And I remember I had, like, gone to see my mom in between one of my matches, and he was sitting there, and he, like, gave me, like, a flyer, and I was like, oh, like, that's cool, like, because I was, like, thinking about it and, like, dressing collegiately, but I, in my head, I was like, I don't know if I'm good enough for that. So, but then a couple months later, I was online on a recruiting program, and he found me online on the recruiting program, and he, like, obviously, like, he hit me up and tried, like, to, he gave me, like, an offer, but I was also looking at other schools. But when it comes to what really made me, like, want to go here, I had been looking at, like, all of the schools that had been offering, and I was looking at their Instagrams, and I kind of just saw, like, the team looked really connected, and, like, the vibe was really good, and everybody seemed to get along really well, and it kind of, like, it was kind of what I was looking for. Like, I just really wanted a mat room where I could, like, grow as a person and also a wrestler, but, like, at the same time, I could bond with my teammates, and that, like, really drew me in.
And what is your major?
I'm actually switching my major to business right now.
So. Okay. Very good.
So you're a California girl, Stephanie. How many Cali girls do we have on the team now?
I think we have about four.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's got to be a big move for you. Is that a big move for mom and dad, or are they worried about you coming all the way across the country? I mean, what was that like, moving three time zones away to probably a little bit more winter weather over here than where you're from? Mm-hmm. So yeah, what's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, so the move was actually kind of shocking to my parents, because, like, I'm the first of their kids that, like, actually moved away. Like, for, like, reference, I have, like, 8 other siblings, and I'm one of the younger ones, and I was the first to, like, actually move out of state for college. But at the same time, they were very excited about it as well, because, like, it was for sports. Which my parents are very, like, supportive about, like, sports careers. Like, they encourage us. Me and my siblings do a lot of sports, so they were also very, like, excited for it. My mom was just more excited about visiting because she heard the scenery is really pretty out here. And when it comes to the weather thing, I mean, it was kind of a difference. I wasn't used to the humidity because California's kind of dry. But I've had a lot of people ask me if I've seen snow before, but, like, I've seen snow, like, California's got snow, but
up in Big Sur or something like that.
But yeah, it's like, it's a little colder than what I'm used to on the regular, but I'd say I'm doing pretty good with the move.
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta ask, I mean, What are some of the major differences that you may have seen coming out here to the Midwest from coming out west? I'm just curious.
Like culturally, or
no? I'm just talking. I mean, culturally, weather-wise, what have you? I mean, what sort of things are different about us folks over in this part of the country that surprised you when you got here?
When I got here, it was like, I don't know. I'm used to seeing a lot of different type of. I'm not like, I don't know. California is a very integrated state, so like there's a lot of different ethnic groups, and where I'm from. There's just a lot of different types of, like, ethnic groups, and there's just a lot of, like, variety, and it was kind of different coming over here. Like, there's variety, but it's just not, like, as much as I was used to, so that was kind of, like, it kind of threw me off a little because, like, I don't have, like, a lot of different types of stores around me, like, little, like, markets and stuff. Another thing was people are a lot, the driving out here is a lot slower than what I'm used to.
Ouch.
Yeah,
85 miles an hour on Highway 1.
I don't know. Like, when I was driving, I was just like, dang, like, California traffic is a lot quicker paced than over here. Mm-hmm. Another thing was probably, like, I don't know. People are very, like, close and personal, even if you don't really know them, and I'm not really used to that. So when I got here, people get close to me, and I'm like, whoa, like, you're really close. But,
so you're from Northern California, right?
Yes, I am.
What town? And
so it's like a small town located in the valley. I'm from Manteca.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not very heard of.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. So you probably don't go home very much on weekends.
No.
So tell us about the classes here at Siena Heights. You're a freshman. You want to go into business.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the classes that you're taking?
I'm going to be taking some, like, just basic, like, business management, like, accounting classes. And I still have to take some, I don't really know the names of them. I'm still trying to work out my schedule for next semester. But as of right now, I'm taking majorly, like, general ed classes. So I've taken majority of, like, any special requirements that I have to take, and next semester I'm going to be focusing more on my major.
So do you have any goals set for yourself this year as far as wrestling is concerned and or your academic life too?
When it comes to, like, wrestling, my goal would probably just to be, like, be able to place in a tournament. I feel like that'd be a really big goal for me. You know, like, I don't really know what to expect from the level of collegiate, like, level. I'm just very new to it, so I'm, like, just very curious to see how it's going to play out for me. And educationally wise, probably just keep my grades up because they're looking good right now. I'm not trying to keep them down.
And again, time management is very important for a person of, you know, that's wrestling and doing all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So how's the student life for you at Siena Heights?
It is definitely a lot. It's a little more laid back than what I was used to in high school. My high school schedule was very busy. I was a three sport athlete in high school, and I was always, like, at morning practices, and I would go to the gym in the mornings as well. And I just had a very busy schedule from, like, start to finish in my day in high school. And it's a little more laid back out here because I'm not, like, juggling multiple sports, and, like, I have, like, some time in between my classes during the day to get some stuff done, and I'm not just sitting in class for, like, 7 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest things you've noticed? I asked a similar question to Alicia earlier, but going from high school wrestling to college, I mean, what sort of things have you noticed that are new? Any sort of particular adjustments that you've had to make going from high school wrestler to collegiate wrestler?
I'd say one of the biggest differences that I've noticed is just, like, kind of, like, I have a lot more access to, like, my own personal time for mat time. So if I wanted to go get extra work in, like, I can actually go and work on it. That was, like, a big difference that I saw because I was already kind of used to waking up early because back in California, I used to wake up really early in the morning just so I could go and get to the gym. Because then I would start my day and I would go to, like, two practices for wrestling after school. So I was always very busy. Like, the busy practice schedule wasn't that big of a difference for me, surprisingly, but just the ability that during the day I'm able to go get more work in if I wanted to, like, that was something I was like, oh, I can actually do that. Like, I'll go do that.
I gotta ask, you mentioned, you know, seeing a little bit about the team on Instagram, and I mean, that's one of my things that I still need to do more and more and more of. Now, I know I don't run the Siena Heights wrestling Instagram, women's wrestling Instagram, I can tell you that, but I got to ask. I mean, so you are researching us, you're researching our women's wrestling team, and you thought you had a feel for the program. Now you get here. Was it everything that it seemed to be advertised? What's your feel as a freshman and getting to know some of these girls in the program?
I think it was definitely very similar to what I was expecting. Everybody's very welcoming. We're all very close. Like, even if we're not as close as we'd like to be, like, we're always there for each other, and everybody's more than willing to offer up a hand to help whoever is in need. Like, if I ever needed a favor, I know that somebody there is going to help me, so...
That's a huge thing, chemistry on a team. Mm-hmm. You've really got to have it if you really want to go places, mm-hmm. and obviously you're seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How excited are you to get out there? And I mean, you're one that's not hurt. Are you ready to compete, Stephanie? I mean, are you ready? Did you compete in the blue gold scrimmage?
I did.
And how was that? How was it that first time? I know you're out there. You know, sparring, wrestling against a teammate, but
yeah.
What was that like to, you know?
It was kind of a weird experience because there was, like, actually people showing up to watch me. Because, like, I'm only used to high school tournaments, and in my high school, people didn't really show up to our dual meets. So I was kind of like, I could just, like, not worry about people seeing me. But, like, that time I knew people were watching me, so it was kind of like, it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was actually really fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a good experience.
Now, the freestyle wrestling, were you used to that?
So I actually did. I did some freestyle in my high school career. I didn't really know anything about freestyle when I was first starting off in high school, but my junior year, I actually competed in freestyle, and I actually competed in a couple of, like, California has a state dual tournament, and I competed in that, and our team took first. It was a really fun experience, and that's when I really enjoyed the sport, and that also showed me, like, Greco-Roman. I also ended up trying that as well, and I really liked both of them, and I even competed my senior year. I competed in both of the state competitions that California holds for them.
So how many wrestlers are there on your team?
The one here?
Yes.
I think there's about 22.
22. So... Mm-hmm. How many different weight classes do you wrestle in?
I think it's 20?
10.
So like 10, 10 or 20, 10. Something.
10, yeah, okay. 10. So you've got, a starter and a backup, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, kind of, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right, well, we are just about out of time here on Saint Sports Weekly, and we want to thank Alicia Coleman, Stephanie Perez, and Bailey Jones for coming in tonight and speaking with us about the women's wrestling program at Siena Heights. Any closing comments, Josh?
I thought the girls were great. I hope Fred's out there listening. I know he couldn't make it tonight, but hopefully he'll have good things to say about me filling in for him. But no, thanks to Whitney and the three girls here, Bailey, Alicia, and Stephanie for being on the show tonight and talking a little bit of women's wrestling. And much appreciated. Glad, anytime I can get my coach and some athletes down here, it makes me look good. So, I'll take it.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Saint Sports Weekly for tonight. And John Kane will be back here next week with hopefully Fred Smith on the men. But until then, have yourselves a great evening. And this is Saints Sports Weekly.
Bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base.
That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyatt Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Stay tuned for Monday Night Football here from CBS Sports Radio. Coming up next.